In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
True wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. It's intimacy, it's partnership, it's fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Lift our hands and bless his name. Let's lift our hands and give him praise. For tonight is an extraordinary night. Jesus will bless you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain,
just from the side, break every chain.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every
chain. Sing it as a prophet.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. It will break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain.
That's what you'll do tonight.
You'll break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
One more time.
You'll break every chain.
Hallelujah. Let that be your first prayer point tonight. Father, break every chain. Lift your voice and pray. Break every chain. Break every chain. Please pray.
Point number two, Lord, I cry for a visitation tonight in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. A visitation by your spirit. It is within your power. Visit me tonight.
Shepherd, Hallelujah.
Let's keep standing. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12. This was the worship in heaven. It says, saying with a loud voice, read with me, worthy is the Lamb that was, who has received for us, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, and finally, open your mouth and prophesy these things. He said, Lord, you have received for me. This is what redemption makes available. That in Christ, all of this, please keep the scripture on the screen. Pray. You have received for me power, dominion. You have received for me riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory. Take away shame. Everything he did not receive for you. Decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Please be serious. Be serious, those outside, those online. Follow us as we pray. Shekete katabarata to shabarata. Ebrekete kato shabras kalabarata to sobrekete. You have received for me. You have received for me. Power, honor, glory. You have received for me. Hallelujah. The last prayer point I will sit down. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. Let tonight be a night of strange signs and wonders in my life. I release my faith to receive everything that must move me forward in this year of triumph. Lift your voice and pray. I release my faith tonight. I release my faith tonight. Your grace has made it available for me. Shaparata to Sata. I take my ears away from the naysayers, from the doubters. I believe you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Please walk up to five people, give them a big hug, and tell them you are in for an encounter. Make sure you are generously blessing someone. Those online, find someone near you. Tell them you are in for an encounter in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Those outside, can you shout Jesus? That's the name that will disgrace the devil in your life this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, wherefore God had so highly exalted him and given him an office, a name was given to him. Please let your heart be open. I just want to charge us tonight. I really believe God with all my heart. I prayed for you, and I believe God with all my heart that tonight will truly be a night of miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ. Like I told us, we're trusting God to make sure, please listen, that between now and the last Koinonia meeting, that every prophecy that is still hanging, our assignment in these few weeks is to engage every mystery that must be engaged until we see it to pass. We will put pressure on God's integrity until the word of God finds expression.
It says, give him no rest until he establishes Zion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to share with us something that the Lord put in my heart tonight. It's a miracle service, and there's a lot to do tonight. But as I began to examine what I would share, the Lord put in my heart to just exhort us and challenge us before we begin to pray. And I just want to give us a little charge over an area that I think is very subtle, but many believers have been victims. And this that I want to just share with you now, I think has caused more damage in the life of many believers as far as our results are concerned that we would ever imagine. Praise the Lord. And so my assignment is to open us up so that we will lift that lead and trust the Lord to invade our lives. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. I want to talk very briefly on victory over the spirit of fear. Victory over the spirit of fear. Fear is a phenomenon that, as human beings, we have been, psychologically speaking, we have been taught to be used to it. We have given it a lot of intelligent explanations. We have incorporated it as part of our lives. Are we together? Different teachings have come, especially in the area of dealing with fear. Medical people will tell you that fear has a great impact on the health and the well-being of an individual, that an individual can literally die as a result of fear. Not gunshot, not some act of terrorism and whatever it is, fear. And when you want to walk by faith, please listen, I'm not saying faith just to receive a miracle. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Say it after me, the just shall live by faith. That means your exploits and my exploits in the kingdom will be predicated upon my ability to not only engage faith momentarily to receive a result, but that it becomes my lifestyle. Are we together? To walk in faith means to walk in understanding. To walk in faith means to walk in obedience. To walk in faith means to walk in courage. All of the aspects that together cause a man to produce results. The end of faith is a performance. There may be a period between prophecy, you're engaging the principles and the manifestation, but there should be a performance. Hallelujah. And I have noticed that one of the obstacles, we don't deal with it because we don't care, that destroy a lot of people is the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. Paul is teaching his son Timothy in the gospel, and this is what he says: for God had not given us, stop there. For God had not given us, the Bible is very open about the things God gave us. I just read for you the things that he received for us. When the Bible says God did not give you something and it is at work in your life, it means that another personality or agency has communicated that. Is that true? The Bible says, it didn't say for we don't have, it said for God has not given us, meaning it is not in the character of God to give men an attribute that will frustrate their faith. It is not in the character of God to plant fear in men. Reverence is not fear. Reverence is respect. The spirit of reverence that the Bible calls the fear of the Lord. But this fear is timidity, intimidation, the psychological burden that comes as a result of many factors that I'm going to be explaining to you. The Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. So the first revelation here is that fear is a spirit. It's not just a psychological thing. There is a spirit called the spirit of fear. What do you think the assignment of that spirit is? To manifest its characteristic in whoever finds himself as the victim. Is that true? When the spirit of poverty is in an individual, it will live out its characteristic. When the spirit of infirmity is in an individual, it will live out its characteristic. So when the spirit of fear is in an individual, the same way when the spirit of power, of might, is upon an individual, you will see the manifestation. And the Bible says God has not given us this spirit. So there is a certain spirit that roams around the earth called the spirit of fear. Are we together? But there are also three kinds of spirits too. He says he has not given us. So he's dealing with giving spirits here. Are we together now? He's just telling you which spirit he has not given you. That I have not given you the spirit of fear. And then he says, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. The whole scripture there is talking about spirits that can be given to men. So when you see a man exhibiting power, there is a spirit behind it. When you see love, there is a spirit behind it. And when you see a sound mind, much more than access to information, there is a spirit that ensures that your mind attains a level of renewal sufficient to cause the word of God to work in your life. There is such a spirit. The spirit of a sound mind is what the Bible calls the spirit of understanding. Are we together? The Bible says, he shall make you of quick understanding. Isaiah 11. Why do people fear? There is only one reason, you will be surprised, why Satan is so interested in giving us fear. First and foremost, let me just back up a little and say this. I wrote this down and I want us to... I wrote here that fear is given. And like any other gift, it can be received or rejected. Is that true? The Bible says, as many as received him. That means not everybody will receive him. But to those who receive him, there is an effect. He gave them power to become. So every time you receive a thing, together with that reception is power to become. God has not given us. That means if another personality, Satan being the chiefest of them, gives us the spirit of fear, we have a right to reject it. Our society is full of men and women who live perpetually in fear. Many of us seated looking at me now, inside, outside, those following online, we live in fear. Fear has stopped people from sleeping. Fear has stopped people from going to the hospital to find out what is wrong with them. Listen carefully. Fear has stopped people from taking giant strides to get out of poverty. Fear has stopped people from doing things that have never been done. It's a spirit. And this spirit, like every other demonic spirit, has an assignment. Are we together now? Yes. Just like faith is a spirit, it says, we then having the same spirit of faith. There is a character to faith. When that spirit is upon you, the spirit of faith has an assignment. It empowers you to believe God, to engage the relevant forces as commanded by God, and compels God's integrity to speak on your behalf. Is that true? So also the spirit of fear. It can be received, it can be rejected. We fear so many things in our society. We fear success. Interestingly, we fear failure. We fear traveling from one place to the other. We fear bad news. We fear all kinds of things. There is a spirit. All of a sudden, you feel a little pain on your legs. And here comes the spirit of fear. Listen now. Let me show you how this spirit works. The spirit of fear will come and say, your legs. Remember the documentary you saw where someone's legs started rotting. You see how the spirit of fear takes advantage of your imagination. Are we together now? Like the ladies who were sharing their testimony here. The spirit of fear. Some of you are here seated right now. Probably overflow, maybe 1, 2, 3 or online. And the devil is planting fear. You are too far. The anointing will not touch you. And you'll say, that's true. You are seated here now wondering, will I receive? This is the last miracle service. What if God does not visit me. Manifestations of the spirit of fear. There are people who will never make progress in their lives because of fear. There are people who will not travel because of fear. Why does Satan use fear? I want to tell you now. Satan, first and foremost, gives fear to gain access to your imagination and expectation. Listen carefully. The primary purpose of fear is Satan's way of finding a system where he can reach your imagination and to alter your expectation. Fear is creative in its operation. There's nobody who is afraid without engaging the power of creativity. Fear will always give you pictures. Fear will act dramas in your mind. If you don't have a mind, fear will be powerless in your life. The purpose of fear is that it starts from the realm of the spirit, but then it seeks to find expression in your mind, to get to your faculties of creativity and to begin to alter your imaginations, listen carefully, and to alter your expectations. Because Satan knows that it is a law that the thing you hold in your mind truly will come to pass. Are you seeing the purpose of fear now? So when you sit down and you want to enter a room and all of a sudden you are thinking, what if I enter and somebody closes my eyes? Notice how powerful your imagination, even if you are not to insult you, but even if you don't feel you are that smart, all of a sudden you are an excellent movie maker. You are imagining a hand touching your eyes and it's so real, and you just say, let me leave. You see, you acted. Satan acted a drama and stopped you. Correct? Yes. This is how the devil has manipulated the destinies of people. He may not come directly, but he uses fear. Fear is a powerful spirit. Let me tell you this. Every other spirit is helpless until fear prevails. I want you to believe this. Every other spirit joins a queue, waiting and hoping. Most people will not admit that it is fear that is motivating their activities, but it is. It is. Yes, it is. When a student does malpractice, what is responsible? Fear. Something in that student tells the student, look, if you go the way you are going, for sure you are going to be in hot water. And so he begins to fabricate strategies to manage the fear. Why do you hear a sound? Bam! In your zinc, and all of a sudden you are moving. And you know, sometimes we pray all kinds of prayers that we really think are faith, you know, are faith-filled prayers, but they are simply spiritual ways of saying I am afraid. Like blood of Jesus, like Holy Ghost fire. There is Holy Ghost fire that is real Holy Ghost fire. There is Holy Ghost fire that what you are saying in the realm of the spirit is, Lord, I'm confused. What is really going on here? That you mention Holy Ghost does not mean that is. Are you saying that now? Fear. I know this very well because I lived in it. Yes, I lived in it. Fear is dangerous. It short circuits your potential. There are people who would do greater than they are doing now if only they had the grace and the understanding to overcome fear. How does fear work? Let me show you something. Job chapter 3 verse 25. This was Job's own testimony. 3 verse 25, then I'll quickly teach you how fear works. Is God helping us? So we've established that fear is a spirit. Job chapter 3 and verse 25. We've established the fact that fear is a spirit. Someone help our children. They're really enjoying themselves around. And Hallelujah. Job chapter 3 and verse 25. Read with me. One to read. For the thing which I greatly feared. Stop. For what? There was an object. Otherwise, fear was not there. The thing which I greatly feared did what? And that which I was afraid of. So, Job gives fear a magnetic property that when you begin to fear, it has an effect. It can attract to your life the very thing you are afraid of. We fear failure. That's why we fail. Fear is expectation. It takes advantage of your imagination. You will think you are rejecting it, but you think upon it, it controls your life. What if they now say, I have cancer? This one that I watched a movie that says eating cabbage is wrong. How many of these things are by eating? I've gone to the farm eating one whole cabbage by myself. Maybe I have cancer. And then you just think. And all of a sudden, pain manifests from nowhere. Pain that should not be there. And you just touch and, what is this boil about? And they will say, are you joking? You better go and read it up. You go to Google. Symptoms of cancer. Enter. And you find out many other people like you around the world that fear is prevailing over. And they say it can start. Sometimes it can look like a boil. And they will say, that's it. Let me tell you. Listen. While you laugh, pay attention. You will be surprised. A spirit will enter that boil and turn something that you would have squeezed with your hand to a real cancer. That thing had no power to become cancerous. Your partnership with fear active. It added a spirit to that thing. Remember, James taught us chapter 2:26 that a body without a spirit is dead. That thing was just a body, but a spirit entered it, and the growth became unusual. And all of a sudden, I will tell it, oh, this is it. And you see, I knew it. Yeah, I've been telling you. You are right. You have been saying it. Because whatever you say, think upon, is what will become your reality. The spirit of fear. See, when you understand what fear is, you begin to understand the keys of the kingdom, like praise. And the things that they do to you is much more than dancing. Satan attempts to give us fear by causing us to walk in the realm of the flesh, the senses. Satan's domain of operation is the flesh, senses. Now, the senses are not wrong. They are the physical faculties God has given to find expression. But Satan will take advantage. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded, to be ruled by your senses. When things work physically, you are happy. When things don't work well, you are angry. Correct? When there is money in your pocket, you are joyful. You are carnal. The Bible says you are walking in the flesh. You are governed by your sensory perceptions and not by the word of God. Our society is full of people. You can almost know when someone has not collected a salary. One day past salary time. Everything about that. Now, I'm not saying that people should not receive salaries, but you can always know. Even if the person has 1 million in his account, he has been taught to respond to the senses. So you will know what is wrong. What do you mean, what is wrong? What is today's date? And you see all of that. Are we together? We have been taught, we have carried our hearts and put them on our faces. People can almost predict with no kind of psychological aid. You are not feeling happy. What's wrong? Say, what do you mean, what's wrong? Yeah? The restaurant is closed. You know, what is wrong? This and that has happened. And we justify these things to mean that we have a right to express ourselves. We do not know that we walk in the flesh at our detriment. Satan is the master of the flesh realm. When you dwell in the realm of the senses, where he can manipulate you using sensory perceptions, he will win over you 1,000 times. Are we together? The realm of true victory for a spiritual man is being spiritual. So every time people see, that's why the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. How many times? And again, I repeat, rejoice. Rejoice. So you see someone happy all the time, and you're wondering, now wow, this 2017 is really wonderful for you. And then the person tells you a story that you'll be surprised. Do you know that this year they stole my car? They stole my house. They stole my land. And you say, this is like your happiest year. So I found a revelation that if I reduce myself to the realm of the senses, I authorize darkness to prevail over me. Am I not human? Should I not cry? What is all this nonsense? Joshua said, man, mind yourself. You see, is this kind of societal talk? We think it's a very nice talk. It attracts empathy. Together with that empathy, fear joins them and comes to wreck your life. Say, I refuse to walk by my senses. Say it again. I refuse to walk by my senses. I walk by the word of God. See, you don't respond just when physical things change. You respond based on the word of God. This is what makes a man spiritual. It's not just praying in tongues and lifting wheelchairs. It's the ability to have walked with the Holy Spirit to so discipline your faculties of expression that the effect of the physical realm on your spiritual life is almost is minimal. Are we together? Yes. When Satan would want Jesus to talk, he would keep quiet. Legitimate reason to talk, and he would keep quiet. On the cross, you think he would be angry. And there he looks and says, look, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. That's a spiritual man. Fear thrives upon our carnality, our ability to consistently dwell in the realm of the flesh. We become victims of the physical environment. And I told you this, there are too many things, brothers and sisters, within 1 hour in the world we live in today, there are too many things that will manipulate you to a point where you no longer trust God. Are we together? Just put on the news, whether it's the internet, radio, whatever, and you are hearing a sad story. Are we together? Call your loved ones and they tell you, hey, it has happened. Say, what has happened? They just cut the cord. Say, call me back first. And you're wondering, what is happening now? Hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters, responding carnally empowers Satan. I'm teaching you this. You must get this. Responding to life sensually give Satan an edge over your life. I will sing, I will praise, even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain. I will sing, and I will praise. I lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true. I will see. That's a spiritual man. That's a spiritual man. Don't make fear make you an object of pity. Everybody looks at you and says, oh, you are the orphan they talk about. You say, yes, so my father is late, my mother is late. I sympathize with you. But brothers and sisters, there is a way to victory in life. Kabbalakotaya. The Bible says, listen, it says, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Brothers and sisters, there is a way we can exempt ourselves in life. But the starting point is to conquer fear. It's to conquer fear. Men of God will make you afraid. They will attempt to impact their limitations upon you and make it look as if that's how God operates. I reject fear in my life. I reject fear in my life. I have no business with fear. The spirit of faith is at work in me.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him.
One more time. Listen,
Job was a man who, there is no human being who will go through what Job went through and not be afraid. In one day, everything, your estate disappears. In one day, seven of your children disappear. In one day, your fortune, everything. And Job sat down. As if that were not enough, boils began to grow. Dogs would come and lick Job. Job was an object of pity. And while he sat down there, the wife looked at him one day and said, "Job, is there hope for you? I'm your wife. I said I do, but now I'm Job. I still do, but you, there's nothing. You are, it's over." And Job looked and said, Though he slay me, Shaparakotaya, I searched for an explanation, but since I did not find, though he slay me, yet will I trust him." I imagine when Job had double, I wonder what his mocker said, because I believe they were still alive. Let me tell you something. I tell you, before December ends, some people will see you and bend their head, because the stories they have said, listen, the things that they have said around you, listen, hold on, and they were right. Except God intervenes, what you have said is so predictable. But the God who can turn things. Listen, in my little life, I don't boast to know God too well, but I've seen, the Bible says, "Oh, taste and see." Brothers and sisters, in my little life, I have seen this God who can arise. Right? God, my brother, when God arises for even you, the recipient will sit down and say, "What is this?" The Bible says, "When the Lord again turn our captivity." I have seen families that this year, January, they were beggars, but today, give them 1 million, you have insulted them. January this year, I've seen it. I'm not talking of job. This is what God can do. I've seen people who, based on their medical report, they should not even reach June. They may not share it with others. By the privilege of the ministry God has given me, I get to talk to people. They don't hide anything from me. There are times I've seen medical reports that have challenged me myself. And I said, "My God." And they come with confidence and say, "Sir, I know. Listen, if you don't come past here as a man of God, you won't go far. Because I told you, God talks to men like he's talking to himself. He will never tell you what you can do. He will tell you what he can do." Is God speaking to someone tonight? Fear is a spirit. Yes, I know there are 9 of you in your family. You have watched everybody become a failure. As soon as you graduate, the devil turns your certificate like tissue paper. And then God has been showing you in the dreams, like Joseph, that you will be the savior. And you have said, "Oh God, just let my marriage just work. That's all I'm asking." And God is saying, "No, don't be like Gideon. Don't be like Gideon." When he appeared to Gideon, Gideon said, no, don't talk about me. I'm the least in my family, coming from the least tribe." And God says, "That's why I'm here." The spirit of fear has destroyed businesses. Let me tell you how the spirit of fear works. He uses something that is real in your life as the basis for stopping you to rise high. Are we together? So God says, "Come, darling." God says, "I'm going to make you a great lady." And then Satan reminds you, "Where was God when you were failing yesterday?" You see how fear works? And you say, no, Abba, God is faithful. But later when you sit down, you say, "Truly, God, where were you? Because I remember fasting 21 days. It was after the 21 days fasting that I failed. God, where were you? That now that I'm not even fasting, you are..." The interesting thing about God, let me tell you, after a challenging season in your life, when God comes, he doesn't discuss it. He just continues from where he stopped. Hi, this God. God told you you'll be in ministry for 5 years, you have only 2 members. When God comes, he says, all right, bring the notebook I spoke to you about 3 years. Let's continue. I said, God, I want to let you know that 2 of my members are leaving. You will never hear him answer you. He just says, let's continue. Because you see, in God's word, whether past, present, delay, they mean nonsense to him. 1,000 years is 1 day. So if he says, I am blessing you today, even if it's 5 years, it still is today. The day his word comes, it will make up for it. Satan uses something obvious. Obvious. Remember the other time you claimed that you don't have any sickness. Now you went to the hospital. Were you blind when the doctors were telling you? I'm not against doctors, I love them so much. Were you blind when the doctors told you that you don't have a womb? And you are trying to trust God in the name of Jesus, and all of a sudden they bring out the medical report and you see something that was written there, that while you were growing up, developing as a lady, something happened and altered your womb, and there is no possibility for you to even take in. And Satan says, I rest my case. Let me tell you what a man of faith will do. I know God who is mighty. Mighty. The raw material for creating his any reality is his word. It says through faith we understand that the walls were framed, the physical structure was framed by the word of God. Listen, don't think I don't know what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. We must conquer the spirit of fear. If this is all that happens to you tonight, even if we round up now, it has been a successful service. You will go back and wonder. I want you to just sit down, please sit down, and think in 1 minute what fear has done in your life. There are many of us, God told you, this is your destiny helper, go and meet him. You were almost there. Have you seen people like that? They knocked the office. As soon as the man opened, God said, speak. How many brothers I would have entered a very godly relationship, but fear stopped them? You are almost there, and the lady comes and you just pass, say, no, I was picking something on the ground. And you go back and say, ah, God. After fasting and praying, fear. How many businesses should have started and risen, but fear keeps them down? So many people who would have risen, but fear. Satan manifests fear through different things, including men of God, including our loved ones. They say, look, my dear, I know you are a lady. Thank God for your ambition. I know that that young man has been indoctrinating you people. But let me tell you, this is how life works. Eh? Better go and greet that man. When you greet him, you know, A and B and C and D, and then they confuse you. And look how many graduates finish from powerful places like Zaria and other places. 1 year after they get out of this place, when you see them, all the dreams. Some of you are ashamed to open the notebooks that you had 4 or 5 years ago because you don't believe anything you wrote there again. Gone are the days where you would write anything. Some of you now, your prayer requests, you have 10 prayer requests, but the one on your card is only 2. Because say, God, let me not disgrace myself again. If you do this 2 for me, I'm grateful. Please pick up your card and write more. Lord, my hair is falling. It must stop. Ah, is that God's business? God is too busy. Who told you? Write it. Are we together? The spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. Life can intimidate us in such a way. You need to see how people laugh at spiritual people. When you step out of the church circle, you know, last week I was somewhere, and then I was having a discussion with a gentleman, and the sarcasm that he had for spiritual things, it was like all these church people, and he would mimic pastors and laugh, and I felt irritated. I was just waiting to finish with him. It's somebody that I came to just to honor, and I said, let me get out of this place. This guy has all these politicians, very lousy sarcasm for, you're a politician here, I love you, but I mean, very funny attitude towards pastors. They make it look like we are joking. And some of you, that's exactly how you are. After you finish jumping here, when you step out, you now become ashamed of everything you did.
That's why bloggers write all kinds of things and say, men of God, turn people to children. How can you just be talking like a parrot? And a man of God says, pray, and you are praying and talking like a parrot. And we live and fear, the fear to sustain your convictions. Your phone rings in a restaurant. Jesus is Lord, and you quickly off it because you don't want to raise any dust here. And they say, you, pastor, is you, Abby? And then they start telling you stories about pastors, stories about all kinds of people. Oh, you are the sister I was saying, you will not marry. Continue all this sister thing you are doing. And when they say it, you just sit down feeling guilty for loving and following God. Shout, no way. Go and read your Bible and see the destiny of those who mocked God. From Pharaoh to Nebuchadnezzar to Herod to Jezebel, all of their destinies were a straight line, predictable. Mark the wicked, the Bible says. Are we together? God has not given us the spirit of fear. Romans chapter 4, from verse 18 to 21. What is the cure for fear? Let's examine the father of faith, Abraham. Romans chapter 4, from verse 18 to 21. Please give it to us, media. The Bible speaking about Abraham. This was a man who was trusting God, had received the promise that his seed, you know, talking about Isaac and then Christ prophetically. It says, who against hope? Now, watch the character of faith. I've shared with you, you can get the teaching, the series we've done on faith, that the starting point of faith is always the presence of a supposed impossibility. That's the starting point of your journey. There's no need to have faith over something that is already your experience. It says, who against hope did what? Believed in hope that he might become the father of nations according to that which was spoken. Go ahead. And being not weak in faith, he considered not. This is how, I want to show you how fear works. It begins to bring logic into your faith process. Put two and two, you two, use your head. Apostle is just prophesying and saying, before the end of this year, he will be a millionaire. You have the stupidity to say amen. You see that? You are considering. Not just considering, you are considering in a doubtful way. To believe that that breast lump will just disappear within a few minutes. To believe that God will turn around your life, bring a helper to your destiny, and wipe your tears. He considered not. That's the first thing the spirit of fear does. It makes you to begin to consider. You say, okay, it's not like I don't believe, but come on. Is it not that class I graduated with? Abba, let's be real. You hear that? Let's be real. I read so. I graduated with that class. Abba. And you ask your roommate or anybody and say, even if it's you, will you employ me? He said, I won't employ you. Let me just tell you the truth. I will say my mind. You see how people say it. And they think it's a very wise statement. Me, I'll tell you my own church mind. I won't do this and that. And then you carry that certificate and look at it and say, God, is this how you have planned to disgrace me? And you drop it back and say it's over. And God says, you took me out of this equation and you are just being frustrated like that? Consider not. Brothers and sisters, when God speaks to you, take your eyes away from the reasons why it will not come to pass and keep your eyes there. Let God apologize to you for failing you, but on your own part, remain there. Are we together? He considered not his own body. When he was 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. 20. Number two, he staggered not. Staggered not. This is what the Bible calls, Apostle James calls it, a double-minded person. Do you know what a double-minded person is? Inventing options as a result of fear. Inventing options. Lord, this is it. I am trusting you. This is what you are going to do. Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm taking this direction. And all of a sudden, because of fear, all of a sudden you start fabricating plan B, plan C, plan D. Some of these things we do and we think they are proofs of wisdom. No, sir. If God tells you, I will make you a nation, brothers and sisters, even if you are inside a hut, believe him. No plan B. Men of faith are those who burn the bridges behind them. Like Esther, if I perish, I perish. This is how I walk with God. There's no possibility of plan B. If God tells me, son, this is how we are going, I say, Lord, let's go. If there is fire there, I remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I walk through that fire. That's what it takes to be a man of faith. Organizing a miracle service like this is suicidal. You must be a man of faith. You don't know the cases and the problems and the challenges that people have. What then gives you the audacity to call nations together and assure them that they will experience the power of God? It takes faith. Are we together? You start a business, it takes faith. Who gave you a guarantee that they will like your product or your services? And you have the audacity to commit funds, commit structures, commit leadership, and then open up and say, okay, the whole world, come and be blessed. He staggered not. Some of you are already staggering. Lord, I trust you, but Tom staggered not. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Giving glory. Another word is giving praise. Giving praise. Full of praise. 21, the last verse. This was the third thing that he did. And this is the third thing that fear does. Remember, the first thing fear does is that you begin to consider. Brings logic into your spiritual process. Are we together? Number two is that it causes you to stagger. And then number three, it begins to dwindle your persuasion. The Bible says, I'm being fully persuaded. Conviction. But I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. It was Paul who said, I am persuaded that neither life nor death nor this and that and that. I'm being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able. Now hold on. Very powerful scripture. That what he promised, he was also what? That means when Satan begins to bring fear, the first thing that suffers is your revelation of God's ability. 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 He uses your senses to attack God's ability. Listen. Listen to me. Let me use someone. Come, Sam. Now, watch this. Sam, if I say I'm going to give you, let's say, 100,000 naira, the first thing you do is to look at me in your mind and in whatever parameter, and you believe. If I say I'm going to give you 1 million, you will look. If I say I'm going to give you 10 million, if I say I'm going to give you 100 million, that's how that conviction will start dwindling. Then if I say, Sam, by next week you're going to carry a private jet, your mind will just, there's no provision in your mind to believe it. You're not even going to receive it. Are we together? You respectfully laugh, but the truth is that you don't even believe him. Now, you may not know, but that you're laughing, it looks like it's like the kiss of Judas. A kiss is a good thing until somebody uses it as a strategy to chain you. Judas kissed Jesus and said, this is the guy. So you can laugh. The Bible says, Mary had dwelt good like medicine. But that laugh is not a laugh of faith. That laugh is a laugh of doubt because you think I won't do it. Like Sarah's laughter. Are we together now? And so when God says, Sam, I'm going to change your life, fear comes. What does fear do? He says, look, if God said he was going to give you a new shoe, it makes sense. God can raise somebody in Koinonia, but God says he's giving you a house by December. Is God stupid? That's fear talking to you. And you sit and say, I believe a shoe, but I don't believe a house. Then you limit God like they did in the wilderness. And only a shoe comes to you and comes to validate the limitation you placed on God. But that does not mean he could not give you a house. That does not mean he could not build a great destiny for you. Brothers and sisters, tonight as we trust God, we're going to do a very quick walk here. I want you to take away fear from your life. Fear of finances. Now that, you know, the whole recession is on, people fear. Do you know one of the major reasons why people are poor? I'm telling you this. It's not because they are lazy. It's because of the fear of it. They think about lack so much, they expect it comes to them. All wealthy people are courageous people. They believe. When God says, I'm going to bless you, you just sit there and think and say, which of my uncles? Uncle James, poor. Uncle Silvanus, poor. The other, my father's younger brother, poor. Oh God, how are you going to now help me? You see that? My elder brother that was working in January, they now sacked him. God, how will 100,000 come? And God looks at you and says, with all you have been learning in Koinonia, this is how much you believe me. But there are people who say, Lord, whether I believe you or not, there's no option. So now I trust you, do anything you can do. And all of a sudden, strangers will come and feed your flock and say, I don't know you, sister. But while Koinonia was going on, you just look at them and say, no, don't be afraid. God just told me, please come and see me in my office tomorrow. And he said, what is this? He said, God gave me an instruction. Gone are the days where people get testimonies and say, God told somebody to do this. You know, there used to be times like that where God is. Now you don't hear those things because we don't believe it. We have brought carnality to our lives. You don't ever believe God directs men. We believe Satan sends men, but we don't believe God directs men. I want you to live in that reality where you believe. Reject fear. My sister, my brother, hear me. Reject fear. Satan prevails over your life with fear. Brothers and sisters, especially our gentlemen, fear of establishment. When will I get, how much is one bag of Dangote cement? And you start calculating, you are considering. That's fear. You are not planning. That one is not planning. Planning is correct. You are putting a plan to dance around it and rejoice. But fear, now say, use your brain. How much is one plot of land? You see that? You now put it, how much is two plots? How much is a good car? How much is dowry? How much is furniture? When you calculate everything, you say, according to my modest calculation, it's 9 million, and you laugh. You just throw it away and say, look, let me just thank God. You think that was an act of faith. A man of faith says, Lord, I do not know how the wind will come. I don't know how the rain will come, but I learned from scripture that you received for me power. Listen, let me teach you. There is a way you can frustrate Satan. You stagger not. Lord, I don't know how it will happen, but I know. Satan wants to bring something, another scripture just wells up. But is it not God that you trusted yesterday that you fell? Remember not the former things. That's why you must be full of the word to walk in faith. That every time Satan comes, it is written, shoots out of you like an arrow. It is written. It is written. It is written. And when you failed yesterday, where was God? And then he says, for your shame, I will give you double. Good reply for a spirit. Is it not you that everybody saw you and left you? Just looked at you and said, you are a nobody. And the Bible says, when men have deserted you so that no man passes through you, I will make you an eternal excellency and a joy of many generations. With the limitation, how are you going to go abroad? Are you not seeing if you go around the embassy, they will so kick you out of that place? And you sit down and remember Joseph, that he was in the prison. And the Bible says, and the king, not the king's aid, the king himself sent for him. Kings can send for mean men and transform their lives. When you are not full of the word, when pressure pushes at you, all that will come out is culture. All that will come out is all of these things. Brothers and sisters, God is going to do a quick work tonight. It's our last miracle service, but I want you, please and please, I want you to join me, believe this God. He is believable. He is reliable. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God can change the stories of people. Please, do not let anyone mock you. We are in a strange season where God is changing people's lives overnight. Overnight. This overnight dimension, I know in my spirit that people are entering it. Overnight. When you see someone who was already on his way to being successful, it's not strange. But somebody overnight. Is Saul also one of the prophets? What happened to him overnight? Saul, I thought you were looking for your father's donkey. And Saul says, I encountered Samuel and an anointing came upon me. And all of a sudden, things started happening. Hallelujah. God did something in my life today that almost brought tears out of my eyes. I just sat down and I almost fought tears and fought tears, and I said, God, you are dependable. You are truly dependable. Brothers and sisters, I want to bring you to a realm where after you leave this, you will never say one thing in church and say another. You don't have to fight with people. When people come with their sarcasm, just keep quiet. A settled reality. If I die trusting him, I die. But God is able. Somebody say, God is able. Say it again, God is able. All our problems as human beings can be classified into seven categories, and only seven categories. I won't go there because of time. But the challenges we are facing are not new. It's from health, am I right? To money, to breakthrough, to deliverance, to all of these things. Which one of them does not have a representation in the Word of God? Is it your rent? Is it the time of famine? Are we together? Is it the breakthrough? Is it the limitations? Brothers and sisters, my God is able. My God is able. I don't know about your own God, but my God is able. I believe him, and I'm not going to give room for the devil. Listen, listen. This scientific Christianity, we must rise beyond that realm of science and trust God. Tell me how the clouds stay without a pillar. Nobody has ever renovated the cloud to readjust. It stays by itself. God spoke to Job. Tell me how you can give the rivers borders and say, thus far have you come, no further shall you go. This is the God we serve. If you doubt if God can look men, look at my life. Look at my life. Brothers and sisters, I came tonight to challenge you to believe this God. You can sit down and continue arguing and laughing at those who are engaging their faith and turn and see that you are 40 years, 45, and there is no result whatsoever, because it never happens by magic. Blessed is she that believes, both in the open and in the secret. Blessed is she that believes, for unto her alone there shall be a performance. This Christianity that you trust God in the open and then in the secret you laugh, you are sarcastic. No. I believe him. I believe him. He has earned my trust. I believe him. I believe him. I believe him tonight to heal the sick. I believe him tonight to cast out devils. I believe him. Brothers and sisters, I know that you may have gone through several things. Some of us here, there are dreams that have died, you have buried it. But I want you to rise up again and to tell yourself, I will make it. Take it down for me. Let's sing one song before we disgrace the devil in this place. What's that song? You don't have to worry. You know the song? And don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles may last away. Listen to the song carefully. Jesus, oh, wipe the tears away. And if your heart is broken, Shabalatataya, just lift your hands. Hey, I know that I can make. I know that I can stand. I know that I can stand. No matter what, may come my life is in my hands. With Jesus I can make it.
With Jesus I can make it.
With Jesus I can make it.
With him I know I can stand.
With him I know I can stand.
No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Hallelujah. Listen, there is no giving up in this kingdom. There is no, did you hear what I said? There is no giving up in this kingdom. I want you to go back to the archives of the things you have left and say, Lord, I'm taking it back. That dream, that business,
I started it by January, by March I was crying, but at your word I'm going back again. I'm going back. You are faithful. Let them laugh at you. You know, hold on please. I was studying, I think it was last week or so, I was just studying a video on the great inventors, the top, was it 10 or 20 inventors in our world, you know, right from the time recorded history. And I was reading through their lives one by one. I only got to number 5 or 6 and I stopped. And I told myself, I said, Joshua Selman, don't you ever complain again. I said, my God, why didn't they teach us the obstacles that these men had to cross? Why do we approach our lives as though something unusual happened? Go and read about their lives, the history makers, and see how they smash records when people told them you will not make it. They said, my life's goal is to prove to you. And many of them were Christians. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says that unto principalities and powers that it will be shown the manifold wisdom. The manifold wisdom. You don't look like it, but that's why it's called His grace. You don't look like it until His hand comes upon you. And they say, why you? And you say, go and ask Him. Oh. Go and ask Him. Go and ask Him. I'm motivating somebody and I'm speaking to you. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. God is dependable. Kill fear in your life. When we start to pray, I'd like you to pray with all your heart. And as you pray, I'd like you to trust God. You may feel the pain of the sickness, but as you pray, you warn it and say, just a few minutes. I will only be patient with you for a few more minutes, and you are leaving my body and living forever. You may not be sick in your body, but you have myriads of issues that only God can step in. Financial issues, health issues. I'd like you to bring it before the God of your salvation and say, God, I know you are able, Lord. I don't know how you would do it. Witchcraft in your family, demonic things, and say, Lord, it will end. I know it. I know it. No job, no destiny, no joy. He said, I'm before you. I'm not before a herbalist. I know my God is able. Open your mouth in 1 minute. Personally talk to Him. If you have to talk to Him in your language, go ahead. Those outside, pray. Lord, I believe you once again. Hallelujah. I believe you once again. The God of my salvation, the God of Jeshurun, I believe you again for my family. I believe you again for my academics. I believe you again for my marriage. I believe you again for my children. I believe you for my finances. It is still my year of triumph. It is still my year of triumph. It is still my year of triumph. You are dependable. You are reliable. Talk to Him. Tonight is a night where my dreams are coming alive again. That anointing, that ministry, that business, in the name of Jesus, in spite of the mockery, in spite of the shame, in spite of the mistakes, in spite of the setbacks, in spite of the failure, I arise like a giant. Rejoice not over me, my enemies. Though I fall, yet will I rise, yet will I rise. My God is still alive. I know His name, Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Pray. I came to Him, the one who can change my life, change my ministry. You are here working miracles. I worship you. I worship you.
You are here, wiping every tear. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle walk, promise me, light in the darkness. That is who you are.
Waymaker,
miracle
walk,
promise me,
light
in the darkness.
Listen to me. Don't ask how it will happen. When I stepped in, I heard, I think it was Mary. I have followed the issue of her dad. When some of us here are related to police people and all of that, I'm just using her story for an illustration. When she told me about the miracle that happened, I said, God, I fear you. Because what was happening, they were supposed to shoot and kill her dad. That's the punishment for the supposed offense. But when he steps in, this is my God. God is not a man. No, God is not your neighbor. God is not a landlord. God is not a president. He's not a governor. God is not an ambassador. God all by himself. When he steps in, all of a sudden he begins to shift things. Listen, brothers and sisters, hear me. I want you to believe God to shift things. This is my assignment. Believe him to push things in your life. In 1 minute, I'd like you to mention every challenge you came here with and say, Lord, I believe you. You will change it. Go ahead. Go ahead and pray. Lord, I believe you. You will change my financial situation. Lord, I believe you. You can send helpers my way. Men are still on earth. Lord, I believe you. You can lift me. Lord, I believe you. You can give my life speed. Babalaka toprakatosia. If you came here for this service tonight, pray. Pray. I believe you.
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Elohim
Adonai,
Elohim
Adonai,
Hallelujah. Tonight is the last miracle service for the year. Please, I don't want you to miss out on anything. There is a very, very strong anointing to bring performance. Performance. Listen to me, please. Now, you see, because of the nature of the miracle service, some of you want, I may not be able to call everybody one by one to speak to you. The purpose of calling is just to give the Holy Spirit room to address as he brings. But let me tell you this. I've told you again and again, calling people and talking and all of that is, you can see how much time sometimes can be spent talking to one person. The most important thing is that your faith is released to say, Lord, turn my life around. Listen, don't pray a cheap prayer tonight. Lord, turn everything around 180 degrees. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Balakotasia. Let my life change. It is within your power to make it happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, listen. We are going to start tonight praying for the sick first. There is a very strong healing anointing in this place, and we are going to pray for the sick. Brothers and sisters, I want you to believe God that any demonic thing that has latched onto you, it must leave you. Sickness is not the will of God, not near it. Are we together? Sickness is not the will of God. And shortly I'm going to be asking sick people to come out in all of the overflows. I want us to focus on sick people and pray. All the other things we can do a quick work, but it takes a lot of time to minister to the sick. And we're going to do this very fast. But I want you to maintain an attitude of prayer. But before then, I want you to lift your hands. Please, I want to pray. Lift your hands, I want to pray. Tonight is a night of breakthrough. We're coming there, but I have to pray. I have to pray for breakthrough. Hallelujah. Just keep your hands. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Hallelujah. Keep your hands, please. Let's just walk with the Spirit of God. Breakthrough. The Lord is bringing breakthrough. Now, when you hear me say this, it's not just about those who fall under the anointing and shout. The falling under the anointing is just an evidence. It has totally nothing about, it's for you to receive. It doesn't mean that you see someone fall under the anointing and say, wow, this is the one God is touching. No, I'm teaching you how to receive. You receive by faith. It has nothing to do with falling or not falling. Are we together now? You receive by faith. What is breakthrough? The grace that smashes the limitations that stands before you so that you move forward. There is a grace that does that. I want to pray for you now, Jesus. I see fire. That's what I'm seeing. This is, I don't know what kind of flame, what color this is now, but I'm seeing that grace inside and outside. Right now, I stretch my hands. It's coming on people right now. Receive it now. Don't worry. I stretch it. Just keep your hands lifted. Right now, it's coming on people. Overflow. 1, 2, 3. Right up. Those online. It's a grace. Don't say anything. Just lift your hands. That grace is coming on people. I'm telling you, I'm seeing doors. These are like doors. I've seen this many times. But these are like chains. Doors opening. I'm stretching my hands to you right now. Let's just allow God to do what he's doing. Shabakata, the breakthrough grace, the breaker anointing, changing people's lives right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it all over this building, all over the overflows, all over the overflows. Enough is enough. Enough is enough of those challenges. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Keep your hands lifted. Don't worry. We're going to do a quick walk. God is bringing something. He's still bringing breakthrough. And the Lord is telling me to tell those people that this grace is coming upon. I'm hearing in my spirit, December 2nd. This is from now till that time. December 2nd. A strange walk. Strange walk of the Spirit. Strange walk. The breakthrough grace. The breakthrough grace. The breakthrough grace. You don't have to bring them out. We're going to ask the sick to come. Just hold them. Breakthrough grace. I stretch my hands. Breakthrough grace. There are families that must enter this anointing now. Enough is enough, said the Spirit of God. There are families that must enter this anointing. I provoke that grace. Let it cross borders in the spirit and go to families. Families, Shabbatakata. Families. Lord, bring them into this grace. Families. The overflow 3. I'm seeing God touch a lot of people there. This breakthrough anointing, overflow 3. Overflow 3. There is a strange move of the spirit happening there. God is touching people. This breakthrough anointing, many of us need breakthrough. We don't even know we need it. Impossibilities turning. Breakthrough. Let's just allow that grace land and we'll pray for the sick. Breakthrough. You will be surprised to see the testimonies that will rise from it. Breakthrough. I stretch my hands again. Breakthrough. That grace. Shabbata. Skabara. Supreskelea. Breakthrough. That breakthrough grace. I'm seeing a few people, I'm seeing fire rising from their feet. This is still breakthrough. Fire rising like from a man's legs upward. Fire. At least 17 people I'm seeing scattered across. In the name of Jesus, let it rise. Lord, their destinies are at the mercy of these encounters. Let's just participate and allow the Lord to do what He's doing. Parakota Segedekata Sholeasa Mabreketea is a river. That fire burning every chaff is a year of triumph. It must happen to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now we are going to pray for the sick. I'm praying for the sick fast because the Lord is going to move in a very, very prophetic way in this place tonight. And I want us to pray for the sick very fast. Now watch this. Please, if you are sick in your body, you came here for a miracle. Overflow, let's see, those in overflow 1, those under the anointing, just let them be. Those in overflow 1, you are going to come out here, inside. I'm part of overflow 2, the ones at the roadside, maybe half of it. You can join them and come here. If you are trusting God for a terminal disease, now a terminal disease is something that is somewhat a death sentence. Please, whether you are in overflow 1, 2, or 3, I want to lay hands on you by myself. A terminal disease, that means something that is a death sentence, you know, maybe HIV, AIDS, or a cancer, something like that. And please don't just come. Let's not crowd this place. There are ministers that are going to be ministering. Overflow 1, come out at your projector stand. Inside here, come out. Part of overflow 2, join them. And then the remaining, go to the front of your projector outside. Overflow 3, I want all of you to come up. And we are going to pray very, very fast. It's going to be a very quick walk. God bless you. Quickly, please come now. You're coming out. Come and line up here quickly. Quickly. Overflow 1, please come out quickly. While they are doing that, I like us to begin to pray and say, Father, let every sickness represented here bow to the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Let every sickness bow to the name of the Lord. Your people have come to you, the healer.
As we worship in your presence, there is healing. The Holy Spirit's gentle touch is flowing, Jesus. We believe, Jesus.
Listen. I want you to believe God for miracles so that you can be perfectly whole to serve the Lord. You must reject sickness from your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please, Pastor Jimmy. Let's see. You go to Overflow 3. You and Promise. Overflow 3. I think there should be many more people. If there are many more people there, then we may add some other people. Ejimi and Promise will go to Overflow 3. Pastor Alpha, you are at Overflow 2. Benga and Kenny will be at Overflow 1 outside. Mike, you join whoever is going to Overflow 2. I think that would be okay. Those online, release your faith. Go ahead, guys. In the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, let the corporate grace of the Spirit flow in this place. Let there be signs and wonders through your Holy Son. Let there be miracles in the name of Jesus. Let there be signs. Let there be wonders. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, please, listen. I don't want you to be distracted. Remain in that prayer mode. As we pray for you, I want you to check yourself. I want you to do what you couldn't do even as you return to your seat. And whilst they are praying, God bless you guys. Go ahead. No, go fine. Praise the Lord. And as soon as we pray, then there will be massive deliverance and prophecy here. I want us to be as fast as possible. The worship team will set the atmosphere for us. Please, everyone, I want you to pray. You may be seated where you are. You are trusting God for the healing of a loved one. Let's trust the healing anointing and let's tap into what God is doing right now. Father, we give you all the praise. Let there be miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Let there be miracles.
You're the God of awesome wonder. I've tasted of your power. Oh, Michelle, you have shown me so much mercy, much more than I deserve. My eyes are seeing, my ears have heard the wonders of your grace. Creation bowed in awe of you as we join to hear you pray. The world is the talking around. Come things around. Your arms stretched out. I see it taking. You took them away. The chains and cords that held me back. Yes, again, the world just thinks of things around. From things around. Your outstretched arms have lifted me. You took them away. The chains and cords that held me back. Hey! Oh, Michelle, Iyanu, say, I tasted of your power. Oh, Michelle, you have shown me so much mercy, much more than I deserve. Oh, Nisha,
are the God of awesome wonder. I tasted of your power. You have shown me so much, much more than other time. Iyanu, Iyanu, Onisha, Onisha, Iyanu, Iyanu, Onisha, Onisha, Iyanu, Iyanu, Onisha, Onisha, Iyanu, 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 you're the God of awesome wonder. I face it up your power. Onisha, Iyanu, you have shown me so much mercy. Much more than I deserve. Can we sing the words you speak from things around? From things around. Your outstretched arm have lifted me, Lord. You took them away. The chains and cords that held me back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Justina, who is Justina? Justina. Justina, time is gone. Justina. I'm hearing a name, Justina. We're going to enter a very strong session of deliverance and prophecy. We have to be very fast. I'm trying to conserve time. I'm hearing the name Justina. Justina. What's your name? Justina. You have this song that they just raised now. This song now, My Beautifier, that's a song for you. That's what God is doing in your life. Stand up. You know how you make a woman up, maybe when there's wedding or there's a program. I'm looking at plenty ladies gathering around you and they're doing all these things for your face. This is, are you married? God is opening the door of marriage for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Justina, Mama, thank you, Mama. Justina, Mama. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. My dear, look at me. Lift your hands. I'm seeing something like oil being put on you. I stretch my hands towards you, and I decree and declare, let that anointing come upon your life. Change your story forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Madam, what's your name?
Justina.
Justina. Iname Gidenki. Do you know why I'm saying that? I'm looking in a vision and I'm seeing this woman. I'm seeing you holding a man. You are walking, and later on I see you walking alone. Where's your husband?
Dead, son.
Yes. He's what?
He's dead.
Oh, he's dead, you mean? I want to pray for you. Don't be afraid, because I'm seeing something that looks like the face of your husband calling you to come. That's not your husband. That's a demon spirit. I have to pray. The living and the dead don't have anything in common. Madam, I want to pray for you. Are we together now? So I'll lay my hands in the name of Jesus. I abhor death. from your life. In the name of Jesus, everything bringing your husband's face to call you is not love. He's dead, he's gone. In the name of Jesus, I separate you. Mama, the Lord is going to, I've known this madam and the case in their family, but there is a yoke of suffering. This is the first time God is showing me this. Wahala. And God is going to take it away. In the name of Jesus Christ. I know about her daughter's issue. I've been following up with the family. But I look at this woman and the Lord said there is a cause of hardship. Nothing that anybody does really, really works. It must turn later on. And there are many people like that. Well, soon I'm coming to you. That thing must leave you. I told you about this hardship. Hardship is one of the major reasons people don't smile. Hardship is more than poverty. Praise the Lord. Mama, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you. May the Lord himself locate you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Your name is Yosina? Where is she? Where is she? Okay, your mother and your younger sister. In the name of Jesus. The prayer I want to pray for you now, I can't remember which miracle service, but please just help Mama. She's under the anointing. Get a chair or something. Someone donate your chair. Let her sit down and calm down. God is doing something in her family. Just keep her somewhere, please. I've prayed it before, but the Lord is saying I should tell you again that your family is entering a season of reward. It's entering a season of reward. It's entering a season of reward. The Lord himself will make it happen. I'm hearing affinity. Please make sure it's your name. What's your name? The affinity I'm talking about is here somewhere. You're younger. I'll pray for you. Affinity. This person is outside. Affinity. The Lord is telling me there's somebody outside. Affinity. If I could appear here as God, what I would tell you based on what I've seen is congratulations. God is going to do something in your life that will surprise you. How many prayer requests did you write?
Six.
Go outside, read number four very well. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Are you affinity? Father, in the name of Jesus, visit this family. In the mighty name of Jesus. This lady, this one, my sister, you looking at me, come. Please, let's save time. I don't want us to stay here too long. Is this your first time here? You've been coming here. I have to pray for you. Where are you from? Edo State. I want to pray for you. Kai, what I'm seeing is not good. I'm looking at you and I'm seeing, you know, the horn of a calf. That's what I'm seeing on you. And we have to pray. I'm not saying you're a demon. You get what I'm saying? This is your miracle service is where God sets us free. Hold my hands. Hold it. Hold it with both of your hands. Hold it with both of your hands. Lord Jesus, please set this lady free. There are many things wrong, but the Lord is bringing order. In the name of Jesus Christ, I hold your hands now and I judge the horns of wickedness. The haunts of wickedness. If I don't pray for you, your life is going to be full of suffering and strange disappointment from men. In the name of Jesus, Zebrakatos Calabriata, I command by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, let there be deliverance for you now. I lay my hands on your head and I decree and declare that everything you are carrying that is not of the Christ, I command it to leave you now. And I pray that every legal access upon which the devil is attempting to destroy your life, I plead the blood on your behalf right now. In the name of Jesus, I set you free. Agnes. There's someone with that name. Agnes. Shalabakotia Dabasumis. Agnes, I wish I had time. Agnes, You are Agnes. You're what? Who is Agnes here? Who is Agnes? Your mother gave you Agnes. Who is that? Your name is Agnes. Your name is Agnes. I'll pray for you, but I'm seeing Agnes and the Lord. Your Agnes, your mother. Are they sisters?
Yeah.
Who is this?
It's their wife, but they are all sisters.
Who is this?
She's their brother's wife.
Shit. I'm looking at this and the Lord is saying, let's avert. I'm looking at this picture, it's empty, but I'm seeing rest in peace. Huh? Lord Jesus, by your mercy, she late. She's alive. I'm not a prophet of doom. I hope you understand. When I see this, it's the Lord trying to avert something. I avert tears from your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you that the Lord will help you. In Jesus' name. There is an impartation that God is giving you. God is bringing you into a dimension of the anointing. It's a strange level of grace that you are going to enter into. And the Lord is saying, I should tell you that by this grace, it's going to lift you to a dimension that you have never seen. It will make you a light. I'm seeing a torchlight shining. And the Lord is saying, this is your destiny. It will come with great illumination. In the name of Jesus. Your Agnes, two of you. As I lay my hands on you, whatever the issue is, the Lord is stepping in right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Jesus. How time flies. See, these are some of the things that before you know it, just talking to people, and it's already 10, and there is a lot to do right now, because we're going to pray. There are people who are going to go through very massive deliverance. My sister, this sister holding photos, come. Yes, come now, my dear. Guy, I have to pray for you. What I'm seeing, who is this one again? Agnes. Madam, you're Agnes. I have to pray for you. Where are you coming from? Stretch your hands and pray that this woman will not die. I kept looking at her because I'm seeing burial ceremony happening and I'm seeing her same face inside the coffin. What is this thing with this spirit of death in the name of Jesus Christ? Please pray. You may not know how, it doesn't matter. In the name of Jesus, we avert death. Hallelujah. Father, I lay my hands on this madam and in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that your grace will preserve her by the power of your spirit. In the name of Jesus. My dear, I want to pray for you. Are you married? Look at me. I want to pray for you. There is serious bad luck in your life. You know what they say, bad luck. Bad luck, that at least if some things are happening and other things are not happening, but when there is nothing at all happening in your life, it's not good. In the name of Jesus, I lay my hands. May the God of all grace, may the God of mercy step in right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of God's grace. Come, darling. Come. This small girl. I keep seeing this girl again and again. God is going to use this girl in a very mighty way. In a very mighty way. Believe me, forget that you are seeing a little girl. God is going to use her in ways that will surprise people. Father, use this lady beyond imagination. In the name of Jesus, let her experience your grace and your power. In the name of Jesus. Your grace and your power. In the name of Jesus. There was a man and a woman that were sitting in front here, just where I'm standing. Like an elderly man, one gentleman and a lady. Where are they? Please look for them. Are you together? Come. How are you, sir? Can I pray for you? Your first time here? This is your first time. From where? From Abuja. I want to pray for you. God is going to change your story. I saw these things when I came up. It's just that now the Lord said, minister to them. I don't know you, never seen you, but I want to pray for you. Let me tell you, sir, except the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain. Except the Lord builds a house. It doesn't mean I'm what do you do? I'm seeing contracts. It will be like it's coming, but then it will disappear. Is that true?
Yes.
One of the major things that brought you here, because you are very skilled and you are very good. You are supposed to have been a multi-millionaire since last year. There is a big contract that God would have given you, but for some reason the thing just went. Even you, is still surprising you how that thing did not work. Is that true? You thought you offended the person you worked with, because I noticed it's like you are communicating, then communication broke. There's no.
Yes.
Is that true? I want to pray for you. You believe God can change stories. You heard what I said here. What's your relationship? Oh, you are the wife. Wife, God is about to visit your family in payment in remarkable ways. You are an architect. You believe what I'm telling you? Look, let me tell you something. You see, brothers and sisters, we are going to pray, but this thing is not by power and by might. One. Two, it's not by hustling. Are we together? It's not by just God uses men, but blessings don't come from men. They come from God through men to you. I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have children? How many? Is that all? Don't be embarrassed. I usually will not. You saw that I kept quiet, Abby? Huh? Because I'm hearing the cry of a baby. And I'm seeing the hospital, and I'm seeing it's a baby girl. This is what I'm seeing. You see, I'm not... I hope I'm not messing two of you up. You have wonderful couples that came in peace for the issue of finances. But then, please don't be surprised whatever happens. God is in control. It's the will of God. Two children is not what... Because what I'm seeing, you will be surprised. I don't want to say this thing in public. You said you have two children. Okay, we'll see. And then we'll talk about that. So that we don't... But in the name of Jesus, hold my hands. The Lord is going to honor you. Father, lift this man up. In the name of Jesus, I release an anointing. Enter a strange level of favor. You came from Abuja in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Madam, as I pray for you, the Lord is going to open doors of favor beyond your imagination. Step into that dimension. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands. The guys outside are still there. Are we done? Okay. Please, we have a few minutes and I want to pray seriously. God is going to be visiting people in very strange ways right now. Are we together? Please, I'd like your heart to be connected. There are everything that is sitting on anyone's destiny. I'm going to pray. And as I begin to pray, I want you to believe God for a miracle. A miracle. Come. The Lord keeps speaking to me about this lady's family. That this family, he will not rest until this family enters her rest. That's what the Lord is telling. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands. Listen, when we pray like this, it's not just some jamboree to see people manifest. No, that's not the idea. But that there are spirits. There are spirits. Lady, look at me. Shift, please. Usher, shift. Let me talk to that lady. Just tap her, let her see me and noise her. Hold on, just where you are. Lift your hands. I'm seeing something crying and jumping out of you. I stretch my hands, let it leave you now and leave you forever in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, spirits are real. They take advantage. 90% of people's challenges are caused by the presence of spirits. And when we pray like this, much more than the manifestation, it is God visiting you to separate you from the obstacles. That's really it. You may come with 10 prayer requests caused by one spirit. And just that spirit leaving you, you go back and you see testimonies. Are we together? Lift your hands. I want to pray. Jesus. At the count of three,
Please, I want you to shout Jesus. Please, just if you can, just clear the aisles for me. It's going to be very, very, very serious right now. Few minutes, please. Let's be patient. This is the last miracle service. And let God do what He will do now. At the count of three, I want you all to shout the name Jesus. We do this every time, not as a ritual. It is the name that is above all names. That every power and every force that dares to sit upon anyone's life, manipulating the outcomes of your physical results, in the name of Jesus, as you shout Jesus inside, outside, may that fire begin to locate men. Are you ready now? At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. I command judgment on every strange spirit in the name of Jesus. Please bring them out. Shabatos kapariata. Leketeketekete. Kepraskatos shabariata. The Kepros kataliata. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that every force sitting on anyone's destiny, it's time for you to let them go by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Inside and outside, I command judgment on the wicked. Lift your hands. One more time, we're going to shout Jesus. Lift your hands. At the count of three, the spirits of ancestry sitting on families that you will not rise, let them go now. 1, 2, 3. Go, 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 go. I open the door and I command you to leave them now. Leave their destinies now. Lift your hands. I want to pray. The Bible says He has redeemed us from every tribe and every tongue and every nation. But there are spirits that are rejecting it. Listen, I'm seeing people in dreams having all kinds of intercourse with strange spirits, and you wake up in the morning with bad luck. You go to bed and a spirit, human or animal entities, I'm seeing it at the count of three, something will happen to you that will set you free. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Let them go. Release their destinies now. Strangers of the night. Strangers of the night. I command you, let them go. Lift your hands. I'm still praying. We are still praying. I don't know why God is showing me dreams. Dreams. Destiny is manipulated through dreams. Manipulated through dreams. You are going to shout that name again. Fire will come on you, and that will be the end of it. Everyone here whose dream has been hijacked, and the devil is bringing wars to your life, at the count of three, be free now. 1, 2, 3. Be free now. Be free now. Be free now. Lift your hand. I want to destroy patterns. What happened to you happened to your brother. What happened to your mother happened to your father. They raped your mother, they are now raping you. They destroyed your father, they are now destroying you. No way. In Christ, the Bible says we have been separated. Let me tell you, hold on. Many of you, the power of God will come upon you from this prayer. There are strange patterns, abnormal coincidences that bring war to people's lives. Lift your hands. When it's time to shout, shout it with all your heart. My God and my King, I ask that you move like a mighty man and destroy patterns. Patterns. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. be destroyed. Patterns. Patterns. I cross you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please, I'd like you to be sensitive. There is a strong anointing. God is doing a quick work. Very few minutes. I don't know why God does it, but He gives me that direction. That as I begin to move around, many things happen at once. Deliverance, impartation, several things just happen. Listen, whatever your challenge is, I want you to just, it's not about me. There are angelic, just leave them. That in the name of Jesus, as I walk around, very fast, God is going to step in, and the power of God, if there is anything unresolved, as I pass your row, I want you to believe, the God of heaven is stepping. Stepping over your life right now. Stepping over your life. In the name of Jesus, that anything that is yet to be settled, I stretch my hands now. Right now, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost begin to settle people. In the name of Jesus, I command it, I command it. Everything, everything that is not of God or this role, everything I curse you now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, be free now. Be free in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. I decree, I'm seeing chains, chains on this road. Lose them now, lose them now, lose them now, lose them now, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lose them now. Be sensitive as the anointing comes to you. It's bringing you up now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Listen, those of you outside, I want you to be sensitive. Our time is gone, but we're going to be very fast. As I pass your row, many of you will see that the anointing of the Spirit will come on you. The Lord is bringing breakthrough in the name of Jesus right now. Let there be breakthrough from the front row, right down as I walk through. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Miracles, breakthroughs, right now, by the anointing of the Spirit. Receive it right now. Receive it. I open closed doors. God is opening someone's doors here. Shadow Seketa, a prayer to Tosh Tiasa. I command doors be open. Doors be open. Just believe by faith. Doors be open. Doors be open. As I come close to you, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is bringing that miracle right now. Let it be over. Let it be over. I stretch my hands. Let it be over in the name of Jesus. Let it be over in the name of Jesus. This last miracle service, my sister, your tears are over. That's what the Lord is saying. Your tears are over. The mighty God is moving on your behalf. Please lift your hands. I command it. Receive right now. Receive right now. An anointing is coming on people. Receive right now. Believe by faith. Receive right now. Change their stories. Change their stories. Change that left and right, left and right. The Holy Ghost is touching people over, over, captivity over. As I come to your road, believe by faith, I stretch my hands. Somebody in this road, your destiny has been tied. I lose you now. I lose you now. I lose you now. The anointing of the Spirit is coming on you. Wherever you are, I lose you now. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Bad luck, bad luck. Leave him now. Over. Over forever. Over forever. Over. The Lord is asking me to stretch my hands on this road. I stretch my hands. Receive that grace. Right now. Receive that grace. Receive that grace by the anointing of the Spirit. Shabbata katos. I cast this devil out of him now. In the name of Jesus. There's somebody here. The Lord is saying, open the door of marriage. I open it. I don't know who that is. Receive the anointing now. Receive the anointing now. Shabbat Sotos.
Now please, those of you in this will take note. I'm seeing an anointing. Shabe koto osaka. Eleke teko soto prekete. Skatali katos. Shebreke ya. There is a great man of God that God is raising here. Out of this row here, an anointing is coming on someone. A strange grace, please help them. In the name of Jesus, you will never, never be the same. Never be the same. God is solving people's problems. It has taken 10 years, but I'm solving it. The Lord is saying, it has taken 10 years, but I'm solving your problem. Lady, look at me. The Lord is wiping your tears. That's what the Lord is saying. It's over. Over. Over by the Spirit. Over by the Spirit for your family. Over. Over by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Please, I want you to receive by faith. Believe. Someone is being healed here. God is taking away a family sickness, a pattern. Let it go now. This row I'm standing on. Shekoto skapariakata. Skelepato sobekato shekete. Please believe, release your faith. In the name of Jesus. I'm standing here and I'm hearing a new song. A new song. God is giving some person here a new song. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, please believe. My dear, look at me. Lift your hands. This lady. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands here. I'm seeing the number 11. Lord, everyone that must enter their destiny here, I separate you from witchcraft now. 11 people. Right now, sukato skaparu katosh, sheketo koto koto katabakata, skato sapreketo sapriata, ekreto skeliata. There's someone in the media stand, around the media there. I'm seeing like lights just entered you, and you are rising to a new dimension. I saw someone at the media stand. I'm seeing two people at the minister's row. The minister's row, the Lord is touching them. Two people, a strange anointing. For speed, I'm stretching my hands here right now, and in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare. I decree and declare, step into that dimension of your destiny. Hallelujah. Please, everyone, very quickly, our time is up. I want you to lift your prayer request, pass it to the last person quickly. Quickly, please. Our time is up. Let's just be, please be patient with me. We'll be done in a jiffy, but we need to do this, a very quick walk. It doesn't matter where I stand. I don't have to stand in front. Just lift, please, ushers, very quickly coordinate yourselves and collect them. Just lift it, pass it to the last person, and that last person, lift it up, please. Lift it up so that the ushers can collect. Everyone, say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that between now and the end of this year, every prophetic word over my life must come to pass. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice. Don't look at me. Pray. I decree and I declare that between now and December, every prophetic word that has been decreed, every prophetic word that has been decreed, must come to pass. Every prophetic word that has been decreed. Where are the ushers? They should collect me. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Every prophetic word. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the grace for extraordinary results. I receive it right now. Lift your voice and pray. Please pray. As you are praying, you are receiving it. In the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare. Please pray it. Pray it with faith.
Shabbat to seketekete. A manifestation. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, every human agent that needs to partner with God to take me to the place of destiny, I call you into my life. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and declare, in the name of Jesus. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. Every dormant gift, every dormant ability within me that should bless me but is not yet activated, I activate it by the anointing. Lift your voice and pray. Every dormant gift, every ability, every dormant gift, every ability, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, activated. Say in the name of Jesus, the grace for supernatural direction into the will of God for my life, I receive that grace now. Open your mouth and pray. The grace for direction into the accurate will of God. Two more prayer points. Say in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of fear in my life, in my family. I decree and declare that I no longer fear. Lift your voice and pray. I curse the spirit of fear. Fear of the future. Fear of death. Fear of sickness. Last prayer point. In the name of Jesus. Say it again, in the name of Jesus. Every dimension of the anointing that must come upon me for the next season, I open up my spirit and I receive it into my life. Lift your voice and pray. The anointing is the difference. The anointing is the difference. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, I want you to stretch your hands. You heard the testimonies that come from this. This is a mystery that God gave. Those online, I want you to stretch your hands from whatever nation of the world you're connecting from. Just whether it's your device, whatever, just believe by faith. Families gather together and we're here praying. We're believing God, the God of all flesh. I want you to stretch your hands here. As I bow my knees to the God of heaven and pray on these requests, in the name of Jesus Christ, all I want you to be saying is, Lord, everything I've dropped here, I pick it up as a testimony. Are we together? Open your mouth and pray. I decree and declare. In the name of Jesus. Please make sure all the requests are here. Make sure that the requests are here. Habala barota sada begadigashia.
Please pray. Lekata paruka to sabregadesh. Rababa baruko to sabregadebalalabush. I pick it up as testimonies. Are you praying? Lekata prakatos. Lekata patoroto soto prekete shakata kata parakatos. Turn it around, oh God. Turn it around, oh God. Impossible situations. Turn it around, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I decree and declare that the same way I'm stepping on this request, that's how you rise above every challenge here. No matter how impossible the situation is, I agree with you. Whether it is academic, career, marital, financial, whatever it is, we release our faith to the God of all flesh and we command that the requests are turned to testimonies. Someone is saying, God, can you do it for me before December? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I decree and declare. This is what the Lord is ministering to me. Someone is saying, Lord, I know you will do it, but can you do it before December? In the name of Jesus, may my God surprise you. There are issues here that ordinarily would take years to be done, but in the name of Jesus, before this year, listen, you will not enter 2018 with this request. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, I know you didn't apply for the job, and you've been hearing people say they get jobs supernatural. I don't know whether you believe it or not, but I stand on your request and I release a miracle for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release a miracle for you. Please, I want you to receive it as I speak over your finances. This finance thing, you see, there is the prophetic dimension of wealth. Don't ever join any naysayer to believe that when God helps you financially, it doesn't advance your life. People who talk those things are either ignorant or wicked. Are we together? Many people are grounded almost forever purely because of finances. This finance thing can punish you and disgrace you again and again. I decree and declare, every financial shame represented in anyone's life here by prophecy, in the name of Jesus, may your story change like day and night. If there is any one of you that wrote any request that has to do with a financial miracle, I stand in the name of Jesus, my God and my King, the one who has helped this ministry, before December ending, in the name of Jesus, I put laughter in your mouth. Hallelujah. Mary said, how shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? If you are here trusting God for the fruit of the womb, before this year ends, you will confirm that you are already pregnant. In the name of Jesus. Listen, I'm prophesying for anybody here. You have prepared yourself, but this job thing has refused to come. In the name of Jesus,
whether there is space or not, one is created here and you are put there in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare by the Spirit of the living God, everyone in need of direction, clear direction, that you are saying, Lord, where do I settle? Where do I go to? Do I do business? Do I get a job? In the name of Jesus, before this weekend wraps up, in the dream of a night, may my God come to you and visit you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I pray for you. The visions you saw by January, not one of them has happened now. And you are wondering, I'm seeing someone, you have a list of 10 things, not prayer requests, 10 things that you agreed with God at the beginning of this year, not one has happened. The Lord is saying, I should tell you, all 10 must happen before the end of this year. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Some of us are in situations where you cannot help yourself. You need a helper. This is a helper. Somebody to just come and lift you. I don't know who taught you that God doesn't send men to help men. Listen, let me tell you. This is a wicked world where nobody helps you on his own. But my brother, my sister, when God points you and asks men to help you, to surprise you, the God who has helped me, I have seen small of God's grace in this help. Oh, I pray for you, Ebenezer, the one that helps men. May my God help you. May my God help your ministry. May my God help your business. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, as you're standing here, everything caused trouble in your life, you are waving it goodbye tonight in the name of Jesus. Listen, I know some of you don't believe it, that's why you will not see it. But for those who believe it, I say it again, that anything caused struggle in the name of Jesus Christ, the same way when the sun comes out, it dries the water that is on a wet cloth. I pray that may God arise and wipe every tears. Anyone here saying, oh God, don't just visit me alone, come through for my family, I pray for you. There are families, the kind of breakthrough they need is only God that can give them. I ask that God to give them now. In the name of Jesus Christ. All of you here in business, I prophesy to you, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I don't care what you are doing, provided it's in righteousness, I decree and declare, the grace that makes things succeed, let it come upon the works of your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. If there is anyone here or any of your loved ones due for promotion and they've been sitting on their promotion because of tribal sentiments, I decree and declare, like the Chronicles was opened by King Ahasuerus and Mordecai was lifted overnight, I declare that may God use men to lift your people to their rightful place. Every force that has covered anyone's glory here, you keep seeing things in the spirit, but they never manifest. I decree upon you, in the name of Jesus Christ, between now and the end of the year, may the God of all grace surprise you. If there is anything in your life that is missing, missing script, missing result, missing brother, missing sister, missing whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, just as Samuel prophesied and the donkey went back to the house of Kish, I command everything that has left you to return to you.
Two more prophetic words and we're done. The Lord is still asking me to pray over the power to prosper. I know that many of you, this is not some prosperity jargon. Just believe this thing, trust God, settle it and do other important kingdom things. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, by the God who has helped this ministry. I pray there is an exact anointing that prospers men. Where in one day, God can give you someone's salary of a lifetime. I pray for you. If you have never seen that dimension of favor, I stretch my hands to you. May it happen in your life now. You will wake up in the morning and they will hand you landed properties by the favor of God. If there is any family here that as a family with matured grown-up children, you are still staying in a rented apartment, I decree and declare, you may not know how it will happen, but by the finger of God, I lift you to your own place. If there is any human being partnering with darkness to see that you will not see 2018, in the name of Jesus, I stand here. May the sword of judgment fall on them now. Hallelujah. Listen to me. If there is anything that according to God's calendar should have entered your life but was delayed through whatever reason, I'm saying it now in the name of the Lord God Almighty whom I serve. Between now and December, an avalanche of pending miracles released to you. Hear me. There are people who God will give business ideas overnight, and by the end of this year, you will be feeding others. In the name of Jesus, may the God I serve take hardship out of your life. May the God that I serve take sorrow out of your life. May the God that I serve take up today, down tomorrow from your life. Finally, I pray for your spiritual life. Please be sensitive. I decree and I declare. If your spiritual life dies, everything dies. I stretch my hands. A dimension of the gift of the Spirit that you are trusting God for a long time and has not come upon your life. A dimension of the anointing you have trusted God for but has not come upon your life. A dimension of prayer you have trusted God for and has not yet come upon your life. A dimension of revelation and illumination you are trusting God for and has not come upon your life. A dimension of influence in the spirit, visions, revelations, the prophetic. As I stretch my hand, let there be a distribution of these graces now. Receive it right now. Let there be a distribution of these graces now. Hear me. This is the last miracle service. And I decree and declare to you, everything that represents triumph, as declared by the mouth of God Almighty, I command and I declare that the angel that was sent to signify this prophetic word, may they confirm that word in your life. Hallelujah. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be.
Hallelujah. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be.
Sing it one more time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what my song will be.
That's what my song will be.
Our time is gone, but this is our last. This is not the last service. It's only the last miracle service. Now, very quickly, please keep standing, everyone. There are people standing here. This is your last miracle service. We're not going to have any other one for this year. We have about 2-3 more services and we're done completely as a ministry for the year. You are right here and the Lord is speaking to you and saying, son, daughter, you need to make your ways right with me. Don't argue it. You're overflow 1, overflow 2, you know, overflow 3, and anywhere connecting with us online, wherever you are, you're rededicating your life to Jesus or you are making that decision for the first time. Please, our time is up, but then I cannot but give you an opportunity to truly, truly receive Jesus. Wherever you are, don't be ashamed. Leave your seat very quickly. I'm counting 1 to 5 for the sake of time. Make your way to the front right now. Let's honor them as they come. 1. God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come. There should be many people coming. There should be many people. I expect so many people coming. 2. Clear the way for those coming from overflow 2. Overflow 3, because of your distance, just walk to the front of your projector screen. Overflow 3, because of time, just walk to the front of your projector screen. 3. Someone here is saying, Lord, I'm tired of everything. Failing, tired. I'm handing everything to you. 4. Jesus is still speaking to people. Make your way to the front. God bless you. God bless you. 1 more count and we're done. Is someone still coming? Win that war tonight and run to Jesus Christ. The Bible says, whoever will come to him, he will in no wise cast away. Hallelujah. God bless you. Lift your hands, those of you in front and those connecting online, wherever you are in the silence of your room, your phone, your device, wherever. I want you to just believe with me. Lift your hands and say this after me. Say it sincerely. Don't just recite it as a poem. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in you that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you shed your blood for me. Tonight, I receive you truly and sincerely as my Lord and my Savior. I decree and I declare that I have eternal life in my spirit. Please help the person under the anointing. And I declare that the Spirit of God lives in me. The grace to live a victorious life is mine right now. In the name of Jesus. Keep your hands lifted. I stretch my hands, the anointing of the Spirit, smashing away every challenge in everyone's life. Those of you standing, I decree that every legal access the devil has over your life, I decree and declare that your sins are forgiven. A new chapter is opened over your destiny. I release you to a life of victory, a life of power, an effective Christian life. In the name of Jesus, may the grace of God speak for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. I want you to follow the gentleman waving his hands. All of you, there is a gentleman waving his hands. Please just follow this gentleman and they will communicate a few details to you and you'll be back to your seat. Let's honor God as they go. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Joint Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ANI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Joint Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.